Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Taking a break from open line here. As joining me in studio is Chris Crane, and she's going to be talking about the second annual Native American Unity Gathering happening on September 25th in South Coffeyville. And Chris, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to have you in studio today. So, of course, we had this last year, and it was a rousing success, and we're going to try it again for the second year in a row, and lots of fun things that go on here at the Unity Gathering.
Oh, yeah. This will be our second annual Native American Unity Gathering. It is not a powwow. I need to make that clear, but it is a gathering, and we invite Natives and non-Natives. It's open to the public. It is a free event. Last year it was held on the grounds of the Brown Mansion, and we're holding it at the Native American Fellowship Incorporated building in South Coffeyville, which is at 215 Oklahoma. It'll be on Saturday, September 25th. We'll open it up. People can show up at 9 o'clock, and there should be vendors out there. And we have our vendors are invitation only. Nobody can just show up. We invite our different craft vendors. About 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll have an opening ceremony and have some speakers, and then there'll be some dance demonstrations. It's more of an educational opportunity to learn about dance, about different Native American cultures. We have different tribes, Cherokee, Delaware. I'm hoping somebody from Quapaw tribe, I've talked to them, is going to come over, Osage. And then there'll be a presentation on Indian Sign Language. There'll be a hatchet throwing demonstration, blowguns. Just a lot of stuff. And then we have a tent for children's activities. So we do this, the USD 445 Indian Education Program, that's what I'm director of. We got the idea to do this a few years ago and went to, you know, who could we do this in partnership with? Well, Native American Fellowship. And Bill Davis is president of them, and he is always, I don't know if you read lately, he just received an award from the Cherokee Phoenix, a Seven Feathers Award for volunteer work. He's just a wonderful person. And then we got with Brooke Littlepage, who is head of the Indian Education Program for Oklahoma Union Schools. And we just kind of came together, and we get kids to come out and help, adults. We bringing in Mike Pasatopa, who is Osage and Cherokee, I believe, and he is going to do an eagle dance demonstration and also do the Indian Sign Language and some drumming. We have Tommy Wildcat, who is a Cherokee Nation treasurer, and he will be playing the flute. Robert Lewis, another Cherokee Nation treasurer, will be doing some storytelling. We just got a lot of stuff going on. Ryan Mackey, Mike Wren, who is a flute player, I believe he's Delaware. It's going to have a lot of stuff. And then on top of everything, there's free food. So who doesn't love free food?
I think everybody loves some food. When you say free food, that should get people out
that
there
should.
Pretty quickly.
That should. And I'm not saying like it's weird until it's gone.
Right.
And what we're doing is I contracted with a lady, Kay Anderson, and she is with the Delaware tribe out of Bartlesville. And she's coming and going to make fry bread and grape dumplings. And so you can actually watch her make them. So that's another demonstration thing you can watch being done. And then we have Tim Howard is bringing a cowboy chuck wagon, Cherokee cowboy chuck wagon. And hot dogs is not a traditional food, but we're going to do some hot dogs out there. And we'll have beans, which is beans, fry bread, dumplings. And then my husband, Charlie Crane, is cooking for us for 445, and he's doing smoking a bunch of pulled pork.
Ooh.
That we will have. So you could have it on your fry bread, or you can have it on just a bun, but that's pork is kind of a traditional food. And then there's going to be other there'll be snow cones, popcorn, nachos, and bottled water, and all this is free. We won't be eating lunch until around noon, and we of course are going to be respectful, and elders are served first, and veterans, and we go about that way, and we have a blessing. But it's just a chance, you know, with COVID, it kind of got everybody down. And I, having it last year, I think there were a lot of people thought it wasn't a good idea. And we were outside, which makes a huge difference. But we did ask for masks, and we're encouraging masks and social distancing, and it's easier to do it outside.
Oh, absolutely. And the social, like you said, social distance a lot easier outside because, one, it's outside, and, two, it's kind of a big area. So everybody can kind of spread out. And, like you said, bring out chairs as well. Bring your own lawn chair so you can check out the dancing and the drumming.
We're limited on seating.
Yeah, so you can check out the one, so you can sit down and eat, but also dancing and drumming. It's going to be a lot of things going on out there. Again, this is the second annual Native American Unity Gathering happening on Saturday, September 25th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So a lot of things going on out there. And again, like you said, this is kind of a cooperation between the Native American Fellowship, you guys over there at USD 445, and the Oklahoma Indian Education Program.
Yes, and Cherokee Nation is a big boost to us. They help a lot. We're going to have some speakers, and a couple of them will be tribal counselors, Victoria Vasquez and Dora Smith-Pitskowski. And then, you know, we may have some other tribal speakers. I know they're coming. But and Dora's also a basket weaver, so she's going to be doing stuff with the kids. We're just really lucky we can have all this stuff. Last year, we estimated we had between 350 to 400 people just off and on all day. Some people stayed out there the whole time. Some people just came, checked it out, and left. But I think that's pretty good for a pandemic.
Pandemic and the first annual. Sometimes the first annual, it's kind of hard to get people out there. And so they figure out, hey, this is going on again. You know,
we're just hoping to, you kind of want to get to be with people and get out there and socialize again. But it's also, it's an educational experience. And that's why it's open to the public. We want our Native American youth to learn more stuff. But we want non-natives to learn. And we just ask that they're respectful. You mean ask questions if you have questions, but the vendors, now the craft vendors, will have like 6 or 7 craft vendors, and they were here there last year, and they wonderful, wonderful vendors.
Absolutely. So be sure to head on out there again on Saturday, September 25th. If anybody has any questions, Chris, about this, how can they get a hold of you guys?
You know, I don't have it on the flyer, but they can sure contact me. My email is at the school district. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, dot Crane, C-R-A-N-E, at SeavilleSchools.com. So you can probably call the high school or junior high, and they can give you the same information.
All right, so some great stuff going on out there. And again, this is a great thing out there. And like you said, just everybody come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll be able to learn some stuff as well. You're never too old to learn. So
no, and it's a fun environment.
Absolutely, and that's the best part of it. It's going to be a fun environment. And again, that's going to be, again, in South Coffeyville on the grounds of the Native American Fellowship, Inc., 215 Oklahoma Street, South Coffeyville. So, Chris, I really appreciate you coming in today, telling us about all this great stuff that's happening at the second annual Native American Unity Gathering.
Well, thank you for having me. We look forward to everybody coming on out.
All right. What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we'll get right back to Open Line, taking your calls. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.